Welcome to Codecast. We're a podcast that focuses on everything tech, and we give you an idea of what developers, startups, and creatives are up to in Zambia and across Africa. Every 2 weeks, we explore different topics and applications of technology in the real world. Every episode is brought to you by Agora Code Community. For more information, visit agoracode.community or follow us on Twitter at @CodeAgora.
My name is Gilbert Mwale, and I'm CEO of Imseeker. You're listening to Codecast Zambia. Thank you.
Okay, great. Today's, episode makes it special. We're at DevCon, and by the time this comes out, obviously, it'll be post-DevCon.
Yep.
It's been pretty exciting. We just finished day one, and it was amazing. I can't say that enough. If you were not there, that is sad.
You missed.
Absolutely sad. And we're going to do like a series of like interviews and so on and so forth. Daniel's joined us today.
Hey, what's up? I'm super tired, but
welcome back.
It's good to be back. If only you could see my face.
He looks tired.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest. His name is Gilbert Mwale. And I'll let him introduce himself and tell us a little bit about what he does and what his talk was on today.
All right, great. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you guys and probably featuring on this podcast. Great experience being at DevCon.
Okay.
As mentioned by Mkuma, I'm Gilbert Mwale, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Imseeker. In simple terms, what we do at Imseeker is simply help small-scale farmers across the country find, buy, and receive any type of agricultural input that they may be looking for. And these are fertilizers, chemicals, seed, or any type of small equipment that they may require. This is done through an e-commerce platform, which is imseeker.com. And we use also a mini call center to make sure those who are in outskirts areas where there's no internet or don't have smartphones, they can also be able to acquire whatever they need. This is with a quest to be able to bring to par the level of small-scale farmers in the nation to a place where they can be able to make enough from their activities. And today's conversation at DevCon was a great experience. I'm glad that you guys gave us an opportunity to actually share some few things. I know a lot of great things already spoken of concerning being a developer and stuff like that. And myself, being a computer scientist, I'm a born a farmer,
okay,
and a computer scientist by career, but turned into problem solver. That's what I'd like to call myself now. So problem solver in the sense that and this also fits into the conversation I had with the group today.
Okay.
So number one, I was just giving them tips. You know, being someone who has a background of technology, you have a dilemma of looking at things from that perspective only. So I was just trying to give out an early warning to some of my colleagues to say, as you go out there, I think we are in the best position as computer scientists to be able to create solutions that will help change the world, but we need to know what could be some of our bottlenecks that we likely to find, and those are the tips that I was answering. And tip number one was quickly to say, get a co-founder who's not techie. Get somebody who's got some business knowledge, good at marketing, because you need to sell whatever you're going to make, and also they should be able to quickly also know, maybe run some numbers. People like accountants and stuff like that, that you want to have a good friend like that as in your business as you start, we quickly rushed into other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This reminds me of a conversation I had with Daniel. That was episode 5. We're talking about building communities and how they fit into like the entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
And I remember you mentioned something really great about fitting into something like this. Like, developers don't work in isolation. They work with many other different people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is that just to add on what you said, we have I do lecturing. I teach young people IT, and one of the things that is there is just exactly what you said, which is telling young people to say, you see, it's not enough to just code. You need to bring in other people. You need to learn about other processes, and that is what I also mentioned, I think, as one of the other points to say. Learn about other domain knowledge. Learn about health, as we were taught. Learn about, you know, agriculture. Learn about finances, because that's the only way you can do a fintech it's only when you understand what it does. Mm. And there's so many other tips that I was able to share to the group.
Okay.
That should be able to help us make sure that we dodge the mistakes, because we learned to say that 90% of the startups fail. So, you know, you already know that as you're getting into this thing, there is a higher probability of me falling off than actually succeeding. You want to at least have some foreknowledge of what you need to look out for.
Okay, great.
I think I like Gosa's depiction of a future with today's biases in technology. Mm. That was my favorite part of the conference. You know, when we talk about biases in technology with like AI and, you know, it also just goes into what we're talking about and what we're about as a conference with DevCon ZM, right? So it's all about having more diverse and putting us out there as an ecosystem, as a community. And there's certain things we don't know. Like the example she gave, soap dispensers or taps in airports or, you know, places not working because your skin's black. Clearly you can tell that a black person didn't test that. Because like there's no person of color who is on that team testing that product. And she said the same thing with AI, you know? Are there people of color testing AI systems so that we're safe, like she said, and not hit by self-driving cars because no one was there to test that they can see black people or people of color in the night. So I think that was an interesting point, even though she did give it as an off-the-hand comment. I think it really resonated with the vision of DevCon. But I also like what Gilbert said about, you know, not just coding, but finding a solution and something, a problem to solve with what you're making.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an advocate for not just learning to code, but being a maker with what you do. You know, what effect are you having on society? What are you doing with the product? What are you doing with your skills?
I also like the tip on integrity of the people you're working with. Yeah, I think that's something that's overlooked a lot. So, yeah, I think that was tip number one, eh?
Yeah, I think it was tip number one, yeah.
So my number one tip is number one.
Okay, that's great. Like I mentioned, there'll be a really short series of interviews on all the speakers at DevCon, and we've been talking to Gilbert Mwale, CEO, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know some people don't like being called CEOs.
Also, I'm Elias, by the way, you didn't introduce me.
But the question is, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Simply means the chief servant.
That is true.
So I'm the number one servant in the house. So
right.
And I'm cool with it.
And Elias, I did introduce, by the way. I said Elias is here today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Did you introduce me? I don't remember what happened at the beginning of this one.
Okay, so we'll be talking to Gilbert. Thank you very much, Gilbert, for talking to us. We appreciate the effort.
It's a pleasure.
It was nice listening to you talk today as well.
All right, great. Okay, thank you very much.
You're listening to CodeCast Zambia, brought to you by Agora Code. We are growing the community of developers across Zambia, one line of code at a time. Visit agoracode.community for more information, or like us on Facebook at Code Agora. We're on Twitter too, at Code Agora.
Gosa, welcome back to CodeCast.
I know, it's so exciting. I didn't expect to be back so soon.
Is it really so soon though?
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It feels like sooner than I thought. Like I didn't think it would be in the same year.
Oh, wow. Really?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah. For me, it feels like it was just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's other people around. Like, you know, why would I expect... Anyway, I know I'm your favorite. So.
I won't lie, you are my favorite.
I want to argue because I was a guest and I want to be a favorite also, but I'll let you have it.
It's funny how it's funny.
No, being I also know I'm.
Oh yeah,
your
you got dragged on Twitter today. I saw that. What is going on?
That is an honor. If I drag you on Twitter with GIFs,
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame.
She says GIFs, by the way.
Yeah, that's the right way.
Yes, the
no.
Right way.
No. What?
Excuse me. Cancelled. Cancelled.
Hashtag.
Do you remember last time with Apple? Yeah. Don't do it.
Should see. What did you like about DevCon today?
What did I like about DevCon today? I think it was awesome. I think there was a good group of speakers. It was diverse. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that like not everybody was a developer, which showed how creation is an ecosystem, right? There's different kinds of creatives, and each kind of creative doesn't have all the tools that are required for all the technological solutions that are needed, right? And all the things that we could do with technology as well. So I think that was a really good thing. And yeah, I think that it went very smoothly. Yes, we started late, but we finished on time. I think that's
15-20 minutes.
That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it was a good turnout. I may have scared the audience a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that was a good thing because I don't think you come to things like this to be in your comfort zone.
Not at
right?
all.
If you're if you're in your comfort zone, it means you're not learning. It means you're not growing. It means you're not being pushed above and beyond what you've ever experienced before. And so, you know, I think that the speakers that have been put together definitely do that. And basically, it's just my job to ensure that I facilitate that, basically.
Yeah. And you did it well.
Well, you know, I tried. I didn't want to... I didn't want you guys to
to scare the nerds.
Yeah, no, particularly because you know, this podcast is partly the reason why I ended up becoming the MC, right? So I was like, let me represent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I think you did. I think you represented
quite well.
Yeah, I think it was good. Met a lot of very interesting people, interacted with a lot of interesting people. And yeah, I hope they step up tomorrow with lightning talks because they have some interesting things to say, and I'd rather they share them rather than me giving anecdotes of the things that they've said to me over the course of the day today.
Okay, that's super interesting. I really enjoyed everything that happened today. I have a few reservations about some things that I can't talk about on the mic, but
you showed us how to work out.
I think my favorite thing was the dip with the samosas. It slaps.
You know, I didn't try that dip. I didn't try
amazing.
That dip.
There
was
dip.
Served. I didn't get the dip.
Yeah.
No. There was dip.
There
was samosas.
Yes. They
dude.
Yes. Where
did you saw?
You
saw?
Are they bringing
no,
it back tomorrow?
No, I only had like the.
Well, I hear it's dip.
We're out here complaining about food. Welcome to Foodcast.
Podcast.
See, this is why you got dragged on Twitter. You see what you do. Yeah, you see what you do. Now you've shared something that we didn't get to experience, and then tomorrow it might not come.
By the way, stating it was his favorite part.
No,
really rubbing
it in
our faces,
because, like,
yes.
I don't have the energy to be like, you know.
You know what, the next time you're dragging him on Twitter, tag me, eh?
Huh? I think we've laid down a good foundation.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And, you know, with the feedback that you got from everyone, I'm sure there's things that can be tweaked in the night. And I have every confidence that you guys are going to come back better, stronger.
Faster.
And revived.
Yeah.
And revived. That's
but
the most
revived in a good way.
just leave no coffee.
Yeah, no coffee
no
revival
coffee.
Here.
Yes, just
yeah,
naturally
definitely.
Rested and happy.
True.
Yes.
Very true. I'm actually looking forward to, like, the events post-TevCon because, like, after like we do the conference and it's a lot of talking, but what's the effect, what's the value that gives the attendees and the members of the community after the conference? And I'm looking forward to seeing lots of flowers sprout, if that's the right analogy.
We're planting seeds now.
We're planting seeds.
Yeah, and then they will be watered and then you will see
beautiful flowers.
Beautiful gardens,
gardens.
Created.
Welcome to Garden Cast. Anyway, so this is our short snippet with Ngosa.
Yeah.
She MC'd. She's running things.
Running the show.
What's MC? Master of Ceremonies. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they gave me a mic, so I don't know what possessed them to do that.
Yeah.
Smart choice.
Yeah. Fun times. You know it's always fun when Gosa is around, so would you like to...
What is it that you guys want? Why are you peppering me nicely?
Because
the first time I came on, little did I know that you'd be roping me into emceeing this developers conference.
I am hurt.
You're going to
that
chair
you
company
think
in like a year.
Huh? That I had an agenda.
<There's always laughs>
I am hurt.
Even if it's not developed today, it might be developed 3 months from now when you're like, yeah.
You know what?
The connection
and me foolishly, I'll be like, yes.
No, we need you.
No, I'm really happy to help, and thank you so much for being so kind, for having me on Codecast, for this opportunity to be a part of this amazing thing that you're doing. I mean, it's really needed. The things that really came out was that collaboration is needed and ecosystems are needed, and that's exactly what this conference is all about. So, you know, any way that I can support you guys making things better, and so that I don't get hit by a self-driving car.
That's right. That cracked me up.
Dude, they already exist.
What did you call it?
Like, I just made it up.
Self-driving coffin?
A moving coffin. But actually, that came from my mother, because we used to have a driving school, and the first thing that we'd always say to like the person before they got into a car was that, like, you are driving a moving coffin. If you're not careful, you will kill someone.
Yeah.
And so then now we're handing that over to the robots. Yeah. The Matrix is real.
So, like, side note, do you still have that driving school? I don't have my license yet. So, like,
yes, we can talk about that. Yeah. Like, you know, I think we've confused, like, the listeners, like, enough,
okay,
with coffee.
This
with
is about
food,
the developer
with
conference,
gardens,
okay?
I don't know what else. Like, let's not take them down another path that confuses them.
Okay.
Very sorry.
Yeah.
We can be put together and serious and stuff.
Sure.
But we prefer the other route.
Yeah.
It's much easier to be fun in life. That way you can do all the difficult things.
Yes.
Because you know that it'll get fun again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So plugs? Would you like to plug?
So it's the 5th anniversary of my documentary about the Zambia National Football Team, A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for screenings at the Lusaka International Film Festival. We're going to be, you know, commemorating that. So if you didn't get to see it on the big screen, this is your chance.
Ah.
And the dates are to be finalized. Mm-hmm. So that's why I just go to the Lusaka International Film Festival on Facebook, and it will be updated in the next week.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, you know, I'm out there on Twitter at I can't spell.
Oh,
it
wow.
Is
I thought I was bad.
At WHOOPS_C. Maybe I need that coffee. that's the best place to, like, just chat about anything, chat about nonsense. You can have either one of the talks, either the serious part where we're talking about serious business, or, you know, we can just mess around with GIFs.
A question. Complimentary tickets to the International Lusaka Film Festival for DEFCON.
Do you want to give one away?
I just put you on the spot.
I would have to consult with the Lusaka International Film Festival. And also...
Did I say it right?
Yes. Also, my company's bank account.
Okay.
And then once we done that, then I didn't know. So, yes, if you follow me on, like, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and or follow the film on Facebook, if there are free tickets, I will definitely put that out there. And because you asked... something special for you.
Okay.
We'll remind you.
Just waiting for that confirmation.
you should check our Instagrams.
You see, I told
see
you that they wanted
the
something. That they would find something after
you
being
just
nice to me,
told us. You just told us about the film festival.
And then they would rope me into saying yes. I would foolishly say yes. Didn't I predict this? I can see the future. I can prophesize. I fell right into that.
It happens.
Fun times with Ngosa.
Okay.
Not fun times with the Codecast crew.
Lie.
Good thing I'm a full time crew yet.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Okay.
It's a lie. I always have fun with you guys. Hi, I'm Ngosa Chungu. I am a storyteller. What else was I supposed to say?
So,
I'm Ngosa Chungu, I'm a multimedia storyteller, and you are listening to Codecast.
Hey, this is Daniel, and I have with me Raul.
Hi, Daniel.
And he just gave an amazing talk on Agile, but I think he would do it best to introduce what he was talking about. Raul?
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. So I'm Rahul Sharma, I'm from Think Agile Johannesburg. We are an Agile coaching and training company. That's my passion. That is the reason I'm working with Think Agile. So Pavel Dabrowski from Belarus, he He actually started this company in 2015, and then last year I joined him because we knew for each other for a long time, and our values matches.
So DevCon day one, how was that?
I enjoyed. I mean, what I've realized is people are amazing,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is a zeal amongst people to learn new things, and even people who are not into coding right now,
yeah.
They also want to learn new things, and it is something which gives purpose to a lot of people, and I think it's a big add-on to any country, because now if I see today where India has reached because of IT.
Yeah.
I mean, why other countries can't? I mean, last year I went to Nepal, and I was so amazed to see that they are having like big IT companies in Nepal, such a small country. So why can't other countries can do it? And that's why I'm impressed that a lot of people are interested in development or in developing apps, developing new products. So, which is good, and they are, some of them are not even from the development background.
Yeah.
And I believe anyone can do coding, or anyone can learn and do coding. It's there's no age to learn it.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I think that's the goal with DevCon. You know, if other people can do it, why can't we?
Exactly.
Coming together and figuring out out what we need to do to get to where we need to go.
It's
Rahul's first time in Zambia.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So how are you finding Zambia so far?
Zambia is good. I think people are amazing. One of my college friend, so her father was here, I think 25 years back. He was a professor in mining department in Lusaka University. So she asked me to take some pictures in the university. So, but what I've heard about Zambia is it's a beautiful country, very safe, secured, lovely people.
Very beautiful.
That's what I'm experiencing as well. I'm enjoying.
Things aren't the best at the moment, but it's a very beautiful country.
So problems will remain everywhere. So problems are everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's only that how we can make it better for everyone. So that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So tell us about your talk. More about your talk. How was the reception from the audience? And
I think people enjoyed interaction, interacting with each other.
Yeah, and
so this topic I chose first time.
Yeah.
I delivered this topic, and I think people enjoyed because they could interact. They got a platform to interact with each other. There was something, so I think I ignited some points, and then later people identified the solutions amongst themselves. And impediments are something, or blockers are something which are part of our life.
Yeah.
We can't shy away from them. So that was the reason I chose this. At different level, we find different impediments. Sometimes our processes becomes a problem. Sometimes people becomes a problem. If we talk about it, then only we will learn about it. So sometimes we might feel that we are talking something which we should not be talking.
Yeah.
But it is important, because if we don't talk about it, then we can't solve things.
True.
So
it's important to have a platform where we can talk about things like that.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know what your highlight. What was your highlight of the day? Day one, DevCon, what did you love?
So what I loved was enthusiasm, and the hard work which everyone has done from the committee. So I'm impressed, because I think it's early days in terms of organizing an event in Lusaka. So it's, I think, second conference in the row.
Second year.
So early days, I mean, start always happens like this. Mm. So it always start like this. And when people will realize that, no, it is something which will benefit like communities and organizations, then I think you will get more support and more funding. And that is the reason why I believe that it's a responsibility of even other, like all the countries to grow each other. So that I mean, because it's a good, it's for good, for good of people.
Collaboration.
Yeah.
The rising tide.
Yeah, and
I think we're very. I don't use blessed. I want to say we're very lucky to have a good pick of speakers from around the. I would like to say the world, right?
It is a good pick
of speakers from around the world, and I think through collaboration like that, then we can expose people here and people outside to what's going on in Zambia, and the people inside Zambia what's going on outside.
Exactly. So there are a lot of events which happens in South Africa. So if you see, and it's like just two hours away from Zambia, and if you see today only, so I knew that Amazon Web Services, they have office, but today I came to know they have like four or five offices in Cape Town itself, and they have one office in Joburg as well. So and there are a lot of conferences that happens in South Africa as well.
I was speaking to Kobus about it actually. He's like, in the next 2 weeks he's going to be speaking at about 28 conferences and just around South Africa. So that's crazy.
So and I think it can be a good learning. So if some people can come from Zambia to learn in those conferences where a lot of international people, so like a lot of people from other countries, they also come and share their learnings. And it's always good to learn from different different environments.
That's definitely true.
And that is my reason that I try to travel to different countries. Because everywhere you will find knowledgeable people. So it's always good to learn from different people, and I love to make friends. So
yeah, it's super important. Life's boring.
We're grateful you came through.
Yeah, exactly.
We're grateful you came.
Yeah.
So which part of South Africa are you from?
So basically, I'm from India.
Okay.
So I was born in India, and then I did my schooling and college, everything in India, and then I worked. I started my career in 2006.
Oh, okay.
So I did masters in computers application, and then I started my career in 2006 in Pune.
Yeah, I love Pune. I've been to Pune.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, amazing city.
Okay.
My favorite.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, Pune is amazing.
Yeah, its weather is good, and
Corrigan Park.
Corrigan. Oh yeah, you remember it.
Yeah. That's my spot.
Yeah, Osho's.
Yeah, Osho Ashram.
Osho Ashram. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, that's a beautiful
I've never
place.
Been.
Yeah. Now, I mean, he's making you jealous, huh?
Yeah. So, making it sound really.
Yeah. So then, in 2011, I moved to South Africa. Mm-hmm. So, I went there for like few months, and then I thought that no, I'll go back, but then I loved that country so much because it's like lovely people. And people are crazy about sports,
definitely,
music,
definitely.
And which I'm also.
Yeah.
And that's so. Then I thought that no, few more years. So every year, I think that now two more years, and that is never ending.
And now you just stay there. The
and
time.
Now when I have joined Think Agile, which actually lies with my passion.
Yeah.
So then again, it becomes more difficult to leave the country because I enjoy working with. So we are just five people in the company, with the four coaches and trainers.
Sounds like a nice team.
And so I learn from everyone. So this Angie Doyle, she is one of the board of directors of Agile Alliance. And Pavel, he's one of the certified Scrum trainers of around 275 or 280 people all around the globe.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's a good team.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm enjoying this this time.
Okay.
So that's why now because of this, I might not leave that country for a few more years.
Understandable. So I'm going to sidetrack you a bit, Raul. What is your favorite song?
My favorite song? So there are a few.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult question.
Yeah.
So Enrique Iglesias, Hero.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
I used to sing that song as a child.
And then there was one more, Bailamos, if you remember.
Yeah. I remember the tune, but I don't remember the words.
It's like Bailamos.
Enrique
Iglesias, I used to, I used to sing a lot of Spanish songs. And then, so I used to love Backstreet Boys. And I used to listen Savage Gardens. Savage Garden, they came up with, what was the song? The animal song or something like that. But yeah, Backstreet Boys were one of my favorite. And then two songs which I like, but they are like completely different songs.
Okay.
One is like Party Rock Anthem. So that one I like.
Mm-hmm.
Give Me Everything Tonight.
Never heard that one.
Really?
Give Me Everything Tonight by...
So it's like, tonight... Give me everything tonight.
It's Neo and
give me everything tonight.
Cool, though.
So it's like I like the vibes of these songs. So yeah, that's music, those are my And Hero is like completely different song.
Yeah,
it's like very soothing song.
Two contrasts.
Yeah.
Nice note to end on.
So now, is there anything you want to plug? Like
anything you want to share with the community that you feel
people
should look into?
So I think it's going really nice. So what I'm doing is like I'm just because for still last year I was one of the volunteer and committee member for Scrum User Group of South Africa. So we organize like a lot of events and a big conference in so this year it is happening in Cape Town. So this year I'm not on committee, but a lot of my friends and Bevan Williams, who is one of our teammates. He's also a coach and trainer. So he's part of Scrum User Group of South Africa, SAXA. So
where can they find that? Is there like a link?
There is a website, sugsa.org.za. It's a non-profit organization which organizes events and Scrum Alliance. From United States, we get a big support from Scrum Alliance, and then there are local companies. They also support this conference a lot. Companies like we are this year's silver sponsor, then Agile 42, then IQ Business. So I think when people realize that these events actually benefit communities and organizations, then I think people start supporting these events. So I was involved in basically organizing a lot of events. So from those learnings, I'm sharing a few inputs with the team. So there will be few things which will be possible at this point of time. There will be few things which won't be possible because different countries, different funding.
That's
and
true.
It all depends on
different
that.
Ecosystems.
But at least when we know that where we want to head, where we want to go. So then at least we do know that, okay, if we want to grow our conference, that what we can include, how we can make it better. So
who can we partner with? All right, cool.
Hi, I'm Rahul Sharma from Think Agile in South Africa, and you're listening to me at Codecast Zambia.
I know them personally, but I'll let them introduce themselves because I might make fun of them if I do it. So, would you like to go first?
So, my name is Dennis Mubamba, and
Keep going.
I'm a developer, and I was speaking on actor systems and asynchronous development at the conference today.
And my name is Amuaba Mugala, also known as Epic Kratos.
Last word I saw.
Yep. And I was talking about the game industry in Zambia and what we can do to improve.
Okay, so for the last two, I'm going to ask you both what your favorite part of day one of DevCon was. So let's start with the person that's closest to me.
Okay, my favorite part today, besides the numerous topics that we had today, was mostly the networking sessions, because I personally rarely get to interact with people in the developer community in terms of students and junior devs, for example. So today it was quite interesting to hear what questions people had, that some questions even I didn't think of, but you know, I learned it because like you always learn a lot through interacting with people besides always looking at your laptop screen for hours a day.
As a back-end developer.
Yeah.
We know the struggle.
The real deal.
Favorite part.
That was also my favorite part.
Oh, really?
I was going to say that. Yeah. Just interacting.
Like how convenient.
Right? Steal his words. Yeah, and also like finding out that we have so many people interested in game development, but they just don't know how to like get into it. I think that was my favorite part, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, interacting with them and getting their numbers and
a running topic because I think on the last episode you were on we talked about that as well. This
like
is actually what
time.
Episode
yeah.
three
yeah
a lot of interest with
yeah, it's so much interest.
Okay
yeah.
So
no
this time let's start with you, Kratos. Tell us a bit about your talk. First of all, what you were talking about, just a brief snippet, and what it was like, the reception you got, how you feel about it.
Okay, so my topic was about the game development industry in Zambia and how we can kind of kickstart it, get more people involved, so we can be recognized in Africa. And I was it was inspired by the Egypt thing, the Egyptian government kind of giving money to startups, to African startups in the game development ecosystem, and Zambia not being recognized. So I was like, why aren't we recognized?
Yeah,
you know,
especially if it's African.
Yeah,
countries.
If it's African.
Yeah.
And
why weren't we recognized then?
Apparently it has something to do with our government not registering us in that space. Because we haven't really like put out stuff that's what can I say, noticeable. But you know, the thing is, we've
it's
got
just
like many
not
games,
getting the exposure.
Yeah,
it deserves.
It deserves exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, that's really what inspired my talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us what you felt about the reception?
It was
tell us if the audience was like just, you know, you can say it. It's just called let it loose.
I was shocking. I was actually surprised because I was expecting people to not be interested in, you know.
It's just shocking realizing that a lot of people like video games, eh?
Yeah. Especially
I'm
like
not shocked,
the,
to be honest.
The older
shocked.
You're not shocked.
Nah, video games.
Yeah, but it's a great industry and to see people being keen in actually finding out what happens is like awesome.
Okay, cool. Dennis, same questions.
Well, what I was talking about today was asynchronous development and actor systems. It might sound like a tongue twister, but the reason why I chose this topic for this particular discussion was I noticed with my recent experience at AWS, I noticed how expensive it is to get infrastructure to run your application. Just for, it's just a simple tier, because they'll give you the free tier, yes, but eventually you have to start increasing your infrastructure based on, you know.
You have to scale up.
Yes. Mm. So now what happens when developers are starting out and we can't afford it, because even I right now cannot pay a lot of money, which AWS will require for the services I would want, and unless I would see the need. But there are people who actually don't have the means to do it, but you know, have the zeal to actually develop applications. So is that going to be a shell stopper for them to create applications that are going to reach larger amounts of users? So the discussion itself was how to scale up your application from the development side, which is writing code, that to scale itself based on how many users. The more users increase, the more the application scales itself, as opposed to always
having to scale up
is through
manually.
Yes.
I liked your talk because of how it tackles, I think this is something that we mention a lot on CodeCast, like some of the things that people don't think about, like scaling, fault tolerance, these kinds of things. The common refrain is, but it worked on my machine. I think that you said that in your talk. Like, but it worked on my machine, and why is it not working on this? But it's because of things like this, things like you know, having a system that will realize that, okay, if I wait for all the processes to happen synchronously,
yes,
in the long run, like once we have the large numbers of the large amount of traffic that you're expecting when you're building an application, it doesn't work. So yes,
yeah, I love that also, because I think it takes people down a path where they have to think about testing their applications.
Yes,
true.
So building resilient applications and making sure that your applications go through some sort of quality assurance at least. Yes. Because if you're going to look at auto-scaling your code, you know, to fit a larger number of requests or users, you can't do that just on your local machine. You have to run tests.
Yes.
And I don't think that's something a lot of people like to do. Mm-hmm. I know testing is not like the most interesting thing about development, but it's super important, and I like that you covered that also and you touched on that.
Because I looked at how the current landscape is, most of our applications are being data driven.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you have huge amounts of data and you want to process the data while the user is still using the application. So if you are waiting for your let's say, lack of a better name, your bots or your models trying to determine what the user is doing on the application itself, it will take forever, because the times where you're trying to do a certain implementations, it will take too long. So if you have means of writing the code where you separate your tasks and things are working in parallel, you'll be able to deliver a service while you're still running heavy computation on a different process, for example. So that itself is quite interesting. It might be a bit discouraging for people who are just starting, but I would encourage everyone to read about asynchronous processes and access systems. It will save you a lot of money. And it will make you look good at whoever you're trying to develop applications for, because they'll be surprised.
We're all about looking good here on Codecast.
Right. Well, I'm curious to know how you came up with that talk. Is that something that you've done personally, like from your work, and then you figured out this is something I think a lot of people should know, and I think I should share this with the talk?
Yeah. Actually, I recently started a new job like in February.
Yeah.
So there I was tasked to write an application that is supposed to be, you know, supposed to service two users. The other systems internally interacting with my system, and the external users using it. So you have one database that's being used by different systems.
Yeah.
So what happens when
they're making queries?
They're making too many interactions with the application, and your application holds. That means two users are affected.
Yeah.
So through the design of our system, there was some other things which were put in there, but some things I noticed, like these are open source library, so
what architecture was that using actually? Was that like a microservice architecture?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So this type of development principle will help you actually improve your microservices, because microservices like an example I gave will save two users.
Yeah.
The other systems interacting with it and the external users. So that in itself is stuff I use every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it actually it helped me a lot, and I thought I should share my knowledge with my fellow devs, because if I'd known this 2 years ago, I'd have done a lot.
So much. I seriously loved your talk.
Okay, so that is day one of DevCon. Anything you'd like to share with the Codecast audience?
Okay, so since my government name has been put everywhere now, so my LinkedIn is Dennis Mubamba. If you like to get any information from me, anything, I'll definitely see your message. Twitter, it's IamBigD50. And then Facebook, it's Dennis Mubamba still, but I rarely use Facebook. But if need be for you to send me a message on Facebook, you can drop a message, it's fine.
Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop.
Credits sponsors. Deals gold. Twitter, Epic Credos. I'm Epic Credos on a lot of places except LinkedIn and Facebook. on Facebook, Kamwaba Kredos Mugala. Yeah, Discord, Epic Kredos. So, yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much any gaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to chat, you find me.
You're not plugging like a video game you've been working on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that
yes.
That thing I've been spending.
That thing I forgot
that,
about.
That thing you started talking about the first time you came on to Code Jazz.
The most important thing, yes. Mm. So, Project Lumpa, mm-hmm. working on it. We've undergone several changes because of legal issues, but
I
we're launching.
Pick your brain about that.
I love how he just says legal issues. I feel like there's such a huge story behind it.
It's a huge story. I don't ish. But, but yeah, we'll be launching a website soon. We're gonna put all the details of Project Lumpa and the other secret game that we're working on.
Ooh.
But if you're coming to LSCon next week, is it? Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should stop by our booth. We've got some stuff to show.
A demo?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's the full game. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe we'll go and sell. Maybe.
You never know. Maybe it's just a selfie of me.
Okay. We'll accept it. You're gonna bring us to show us the technology that you're using. So this is Unity.
Press this button. And,
okay.
That.
Yeah. So that was our last interview of DevCon, day one of DevCon. Like, I think everyone's pretty excited about it and looking forward to how things pan out tomorrow. So we will be back. Until then, CodeCast. Out.
You've been listening to CodeCast Zambia, brought to you by AgoraCode. Visit agoracode.community for more information or like us on Facebook. That's @CodeAgora. We're on Twitter too @CodeAgora.